this whole bill, the Inflation Reduction Act. Nobody, I can't find anybody outside of Biden and his team that actually thinks that this thing's going to reduce inflation. That it's going to do anything other than increase inflation. For instance, John Cornyn, senator from Texas, talks about the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. He was on Fox yesterday. This was John Cornyn yesterday on Fox.
Joining me right now for his first interview since testing positive for COVID-19. First off, Senator, how are you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm vaxxed and max boosted, and I'm glad I am and feeling better. Thanks for asking.
You look fantastic for what that's worth. let's talk about how this bill is looking, because it looks like it's come down to just one person again. We know that the wooing of Senator Sinema has been pretty intense. How do you see it shaking out?
Well, this deal was cut in the back room secretly by Chuck Schumer and Joe Manchin. Nobody knew anything about it. Certainly Senator Sinema and none of her colleagues were consulted. So this was sprung on everybody last week after about Thursday. And so it's not surprising that she and others are trying to do their due diligence to find out exactly what's in it. And the more you look, the more you realize that this is false advertising. This is not an Inflation Reduction Act. According to Penn Wharton, it actually makes it a little bit worse in the near term. And it certainly is a tax increase. Joe Manchin doesn't want to accept the fact that the Joint Committee on Taxation said somebody making at least as little as $10,000 a year would see a tax increase under this bill, under the distribution tables that they are publicly available. And then we're asking, or at least Senator Manchin's asking, for middle-income taxpayers to subsidize the wealthiest people in our population who decide they want to buy an electric vehicle. And $500 tax credit paid for by the middle class. And we've seen them off the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. So, again, the working class folks are asked to subsidize the top 1% when it comes to their health care. This is a bad idea whose time has not come.
John Cornyn, smart guy, a Texan. And I love people like that. Here's what we're waiting on now. They would have voted on this bill before, and the senators could have all gone home. The fact is that now they're waiting on the parliamentarian to see if this does fit under reconciliation. If it doesn't, then all bets are off, and there is no bill. Even if there is, Kristen Sinema of Arizona is the senator that is kind of the holdout right now and is playing it very close to the vest. I'm going to tell you something. I think she might just say, "I can't vote for it," and that Kristen Sinema is going to be the one that kills this bill. And we'll find out soon enough, and it'll be next week supposedly when they eventually do vote on the bill. Now, my guess is they will not vote on the bill if they don't have the votes. If Kristen Sinema comes out today or tomorrow and says, or over the weekend on one of the Sunday shows maybe, and says, "I can't vote for this," then in that case, all bets are off, I would think. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 12:30 as we check out our conditions on area freeways. And if you're on your way to California on Interstate 15 southbound, you might want to give yourself a little extra time. There's a bad accident there at State Line. They're in Prim, Nevada on Interstate 15 southbound, and there's roughly about a 5-mile backup as you try to work your way from the Silver State into the Golden State. Also, remember that HOV lane on the 15 is closed for repairs. That's both directions between Tropicana and Warm Springs. That's part of that $300 million deal that they're fixing that area around Allegiant Stadium. So give yourself some extra time there, too.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Padres pounded the Rockies 9-1 on Wednesday. Juan Soto got multiple ovations in his first game with his new team. Brandon Drury did even better. He hit a grand slam on the first pitch he saw as a Padre. Blake Snell struck out 9 over 6 innings to win his third straight start. New first baseman Josh Bell was 0-2 with a pair of walks and 2 runs scored. He said he's excited to be in the playoff hunt.
A little bit extra fuel on the fire to be here and to be, you know, in the hunt and, you know, to have a reason to show up a little bit earlier every day and get the work done that we need to get done.
The Dodgers shut out the Giants 3-0 on Wednesday. Julio Urias struck out 6 over 6 innings. Miguel Vargas was 2-for-4 at the plate with 2 runs batted in. Mookie Betts added an insurance run with a sac fly in the 7th. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, there's some stories that you look at and you say, oh, okay. And there are other stories that are out there that scare you to death. And that's what we're finding right now. And in fact, I don't know if we're at war with China, but it sure looks that way. I mean, it really honestly does when Nancy Pelosi is threatened with being shot down out of the sky by the Chinese government or Chinese interests just because Nancy Pelosi decides to, you know, have dinner in Taiwan. There's something really wrong about what's going on here. But now there's a story coming out right on our own, on our own shores, so to speak. And this is bizarre. And this involves something that is like we talk about all the time. That's real estate. But the Chinese, and Gentleman Jim has been following this story, Chinese interests are buying up a lot of property.
They definitely are, and this is a concern. At least a couple of conservative senators are introducing a bill to prevent these Chinese communists from buying American land. Senators Cotton and Tuberville are really concerned about this, because when you look at the numbers, Kevin, in 2010, China invested in 13,720 acres of U.S. land, 13,000. Now, I've got a cousin that owns over 200 acres of land that he farms on in eastern Ohio. And I mean, you know, and that's a lot of land.
I mean, oh, yeah.
200 acres. They bought 13,000 in 2010. Well, in 2020, that number had risen to 194,000 acres in the country. Now, they own 352,000 acres of American land. And what's really of concern here is they're buying up land that is near American military bases. Now, if you have a Chinese spy, insert your Swalwell joke right there.
I like that.
If indeed there is a spy of some sort that is on these lands and they're very close, they could be doing some spying or some nefarious activity. But the Chinese entities have bought $6 billion worth of U.S. real estate this year alone in 2022, on top of those numbers that I just shared with you. And you know the relationship between the U.S. and China has been strained with the...
Deteriorating, I think, is the best word.
Most certainly with Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan. And, of course, they have chosen, the Chinese communists have chosen to, at the same time, do exercises pretending to bomb the island of Taiwan.
Okay, so is this just shrewd investing, you know, that we're talking about here, buying lots of property, lots of farm property, lots of property near U.S. Installations, or is it something else?
Well, and that's what a lot of people are wondering. Why in the world would you sell farmland to an adversary who is really close to one of your strategic bases, let's say in North Dakota? A lot of farmland there. It's wide open. We do have military bases there. It doesn't make any sense why you would sell that land, especially when they're talking about food shortages and famine down the road. Why would you sell farmland to begin with? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, the question, do we want to isolate China? Absolutely. Sit them over in the corner. We're just not going to deal with you. Or are you going to start selling all of our property and China will end up owning the United States of America?
Good questions.
But
there are 14 states now that have some level of foreign ownership restrictions, but there's no federal restrictions. And that's what Senators Cotton and Tuberville want. They want the federal government to step in and say, hey, enough is enough, especially if they're buying up farmland very close to a strategic defense to the United States.
Wow. More from Gentleman Jim in just a few minutes. When we come back, I'm still trying to find somebody that can help me out on this thing. This Build Back Better Light bill, the so-called reconciliation bill that they're talking about passing next week in the United States Senate. And the way this is going to work, according to Mark Hamaday, they'll pass it in the Senate and then it'll come to the House. I'm just telling you, it stinks to high heaven. It really honestly does. It is not, repeat, is not an inflation reduction bill. It's called that. You know, it's again, it's gay marriage becomes marriage equality. You know, I mean, Democrats are great at rebranding. They, you know, gun control doesn't poll very well, but gun safety, ooh, we all want it. We you know, that's why we send people to the NRA and, you know, they have their kids take, you know, safety classes. That's what they do. But we know that's not what it is. Anyway, we'll talk more about this. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. This Inflation Reduction Act, is it really that or is it something different? Is it something that's going to actually reduce inflation? Dr. Wayne Weingarten said no. He was very succinct and to the point. That's not what it is. More coming up as we continue. Also, don't forget, we'll be joined just after 1 o'clock by Victoria Seaman. What went wrong with that $64 million deal, that settlement? I mean, it's apparently dead on arrival. It's been taken off the schedule. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, it's 844-263-8232. I love saying this. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. My name is Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root. Do you wish you looked 10 to 15 years younger? Is your skin not as smooth and tight as it used to be? Are your favorite jeans not fitting like they used to? Then it's time to call the Hurdy Center for cosmetic surgery so you can look and feel your best. With their wide selection of high-quality aesthetic services, including cosmetic surgery, laser resurfacing, Botox and fillers, skincare services, and cool sculpting, Dr. Mary Hurdy is a board-certified plastic surgeon with over 25 years of experience. Her attention to detail and patient care is unparalleled. She is 100% invested in making a positive difference in the lives of her patients. I should know, because she's been my trusted doctor and friend for years. My results speak for themselves. So, if you've been wanting to improve your appearance and boost your confidence, then it's time to call the Hurdy Center. Mention WAR, and you'll receive half off 8 or more cool sculpting treatments. Call the Hurdy Center today, 702-732-9600, 702-732-9600, or go to HurdyCenter.com. Tell them WAR sent ya.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you.
But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the mountains of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Utah.
The deserts of Arizona and Nevada. The Pacific coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California.
To the wilderness of Alaska and islands of Hawaii and Guam.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference.
Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at 105, Victoria Seaman will explain what happened. What happened to that $64 million deal? Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't like the idea of forking over $64 million and getting nothing. Except you're not going to get sued for $164 million. And that's what the city of Las Vegas was being faced with. Because leadership there over the years have kicked the can down the road relative to Badlands Golf Course. We'll hear from Victoria Seaman. She was the architect of the deal that exploded. I mean, it's pretty darn ugly. And she'll join us coming up in just a little bit, just after 1 o'clock. Also, Nigel Innes will pay a visit at 2:05. He's always insightful. We'll talk about news of the day, what's going on out there. And by the way, monkeypox, the federal government has declared a public health emergency. We'll find out what that's going to mean. Oh, my God. We are still trying to find out what the parliamentarian's going to do about the Inflation Reduction Act. This is a fraud on the American people. It really, honestly is. And I've been looking for anybody, either side of the aisle, to tell me what makes this an Inflation Reduction Act. That's what they're calling it. And the big question is it that or is it something different? Now Sean Hannity on his show last night on Fox News Channel went through chapter and verse about this bill, the Inflation Reduction Act. Sean Hannity, I think, nailed it last night when he said that this Inflation Reduction Act is a desperation act by Biden and the Democrats.
The new, quote, Inflation Reduction Act, which is a joke, is a blatant last-ditch effort to salvage what is left of his support from the Democratic radical base. Unfortunately for Joe and the American people, there are two problems with this ploy. First, no level of green energy spending is ever going to satisfy the desires of the climate alarmist religious cult. And second, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act actually, as we told you last night, increases inflation in part because of massive tax hikes, especially on the middle class. Now, Democrats, they claim to be the champions. They have a monopoly of compassion on low and middle-income Americans and minorities in America. But if you look at the analysis from the nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation, it is the middle class that are being hit the hardest with the Manchin Schumer bill. Just take a look at your screen. If you're making under $75,000 a year, you'll be forced to pony up an additional $135 billion in taxes. And don't forget the average couple, because of Biden inflation, is paying an extra $6,800 per year. Everyone making between $75,000 and $200,000 a year, they're going to see their taxes go up by a whopping $151 billion. And that's not all. The bill also aims to raise an additional $200 billion with the help of 87,000 new IRS agents. That's more than double of what we have right now. Or as the Wall Street Journal put it, the IRS is about to go beast mode. Now, these new agents will conduct a massive new wave of tax audits. In other words, many of you will start getting the Hannity treatment, your yearly audit, with a special focus on small businesses. that don't have the resources to fight back against an extremely complex federal audit. And when you think it couldn't get any worse, think again, because the spending bill also includes a brand new import tax on crude oil and petroleum-based products at a time when we have record high gas prices. And on top of that, as you know by now, Senator Manchin signed off on all of this. West Virginians, they will all suffer as a result. Manchin doesn't seem to mind. After all, 99% of his individual donors are from out of state. Did you know that, West Virginia?
Yeah, yeah. Joe Manchin's the one I can't figure. I thought he was solidly on board on this thing, and then he jumped ship. We're still waiting to see what Kristen Sinema is doing, and why he's changing his mind. This was a build. Now, if you remember this Build Back Better thing. Okay, and this is Build Back Better Light, that this thing was originally the way it was configured by Bernie Sanders was about $6 trillion. So, yeah, this is way scaled back, way scaled back. But I'm going to tell you something. This bill is scary, and it's a lie. And that's why you need to call Catherine Cortez Masto and tell her to vote no. Get her to change your vote. They do it all the time. Don't tell me, well, you know, she came out for it. The fact is, these political animals, they change with the wind. And by the way, I was out walking today. Man, was it windy. Woo. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has his hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It drove me nuts. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids can super serve you at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. Celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NML. S-64367.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but